I am the voice. I will lead and not follow. I will believe and not doubt. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a force for God. I am a leader. Defy the odds. Set a new standard. Step up. Step up. Step up. And start to boogie. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on podcast on many, many platforms. How you doing? It's called staying in a beautiful state no matter what. Understanding, like me, that you two are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. And this week, I really hope the interview I did with the wonderful Paul Brunson will really stimulate somebody when it comes to planning their first holiday and looking at where they're at and what it is they are doing. So Paul Brunson, you'll know from Celebs Go Dating, and he's a relationship scientist, and he's amazing. And a new app that's out with TUI, I'm telling you, that could really make a difference to your life and where you are. And as a sassy, sexy 61-year-old, knowing that I'm going to meet my husband this year, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. That app is going to help us find more favor, because it is so true. When you are totally different personalities and you take yourself away, you learn a lot more about who you are. And who they are too. But before we get into the interview, which was amazing, there's an article I just seen today, and it says, why women are more prone to autoimmune diseases. New research suggests that these conditions may be linked to the body's failure to turn off one of women's two X chromosomes. A healthy immune system defends the body against disease and infection. However, for 1 in 10 people, mostly women, the immune system malfunctions and attacks its own cells. This causes more than 80 types of immune autoimmune diseases, such as lupus, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. The reason women may be affected, according to a couple of recent studies, may be linked to a faulty mechanism that is supposed to shut down one of women's two X chromosomes. So it's quite an interesting article. And yes, a lot of autoimmune diseases are diagnosed after puberty, and they're more in girls than boys. The sex hormones definitely are linked to them. Maybe a primary driver of this difference. For example, 4 in 5 patients with autoimmune diseases are women. 10 times more women than men get lupus. And 20 times more women develop Sjögren's syndrome, an illness that mainly causes dry eyes and dry mouth. Our study shows that you do not need female sex hormones. You don't even need a second X chromosome. Just this X-ist molecule could be a major role in developing some autoimmune diseases. So what is interesting about this study is obviously we're trying to find a scientific reason for why things go wrong with us as women. But there's another side to it. As a Czech professional, honestly, there's another side to it. And what we do is, you know, when it comes to sickness and disease, then what happens is when you go to the doctor, when you go to a medical profession, they treat the disease. As a coach, such as myself, we coach the client who has a disease. As opposed to focusing on the disease itself, you focus on the person and you try to work out from Paul's 6 principles of total health: thoughts, breath, hydration, sleep. I call it nutrition now, nutrition, because many foods are called food, but they lack nutrition. So it's the nutrition that you're able to extract from the foods you eat, and movement that matters. But then I added in lockdown, which is 2 other ones, which are very, very crucial and very important as well. That's female intimate health, because it comes straight into it. Remember, the report talks about us and puberty, and also social connections, because also that plays a massive role. Now, when it comes to looking at that, we kind of look at the second chakra. So the second chakra is linked to rhythm and flow. It's linked to how we use our time, right? And how we try to manage the things that go on within us. And that's really, really important for us to understand, because a mismanagement of ourselves is likely to create a disease. That's what we have to understand. And we have to look at why a person's vitality becomes low enough they acquire a disease. But what is really interesting is there is an article that you can find by Professor Lawrence Gordain, and it's called Grains, Humanity's Double-Edged Sword. Now, a lot of people are actually allergic to grains, and the way in which grains are now harvested makes a massive difference. And what's really interesting is that we talk about gluten intolerance, but sometimes we don't talk about what that actually means. But what happens is that lupus attacks the connective tissues and the joints. So the synovial fluid that actually is the connective tissue that helps to support the joints. Gluten has a similar structure to it. So sometimes when the body becomes overexcited, it's very hard for the body to be able to differentiate between the actual chemical structure of gluten itself and our synovial, and the synovium in the joints. And that may be when the body becomes overexcited. It's like the cytokine storm. It overexcites itself. It starts to attack the host. So we have to look at, you know, if the synovium that's produced and gluten, their structures are very similar and they can't differentiate between the two, then that may be an issue, but we don't normally talk about that. So when we're taking gluten out of the diet and removing food intolerances, you know, that may be for a blood test, it may be from looking at different ways in which the body responds to foods. So a 4-day rotation allows you not to overload the body, and so that you can actually be able to eat a food and see how the body responds to it. It's really important. But also there's a great book that I do have as well, Healing with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford. That's a good book to also have. So it's just another way to look at it. I'm not saying there isn't anything in the science. You can look at the science, but we're not all wired the same. So it can't just be straight that. Not everybody's allergic to gluten. But if you look at people and look at where they are, if you start to look at the second chakra, which is really linked down to like self-will, and it looks at rhythm and flow, and we look at the issue of how a woman manages herself. We look at, say for myself as a single mother, you know, you're playing mother and father, you're this masculine energy is coming out in you, and you're trying to be able to manage, you know, you're juggling too many plates. And so you've got this whole, you know, externalizing life force. And that actually has the potential to overheat the body, to dehydrate the body, and deplete the body of what it needs to have. And that can lead to issues and autoimmune dysfunctions. That's like central nervous system sensitization. It's what's locked into the central nervous system and how the body responds. That complete sort of sense of injustice, you know, why is this happening to me kind of thing. It's all linked into it. So when we look at a person's profile, we look at everything about the person, not everything about the disease. Because you'll find that a person that's really good at drinking water may hold the breath because they're just stressed all the time and they don't manage their stress really well. And stress is, when I say stress is a silent killer, it's not the physical act of death itself that stress destroys. Is actually the vitality of the organs, our inner world that we don't see. So when it comes to She Comes First, when it comes to my 60-day journey, this is what we explore. Because when a car doesn't work anymore, it's what's under the hood that's causing the issue, not the car itself, right? You have to find out what's under the hood, and you have to work out, because things work together. If this part of the car doesn't work, is it putting more pressure on this part of the car or making this part of the car try to overwork and now it can't do its job properly? If the adrenals are overloaded and they're releasing too much adrenaline and cortisol, what pressure are they putting in the other organs? Because the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys. What impact is that having on kidney function and flow? What, instead, again, bladder. What impact is that having on those things? What impact is it having on detoxification system, being able to actually detoxify the body? What's the difference there? Anger is linked to as an emotion that also affects the liver. How does that affect detoxification? You have to look at what's happening. And if one organ starts to overload, what is the impact for the other parts of the system in the body, and how does the body respond accordingly? If the adrenal glands are being consistently called upon and overloaded, they will talk to the thyroid gland, which is the master regulator of your metabolism, and tell it to slow down because it needs to flush the stress out the body. Now, it may then manifest itself as lethargy and fatigue. And then you go to the doctors and you have a test for your thyroid, because maybe your eyes are looking a bit poppy or something. And they test you and tell you that you've got an underactive thyroid. And now you're on thyroxine, but actually you've got an overexcited adrenal system, which is trying to get rid of the stresses and pressures of the life that you have. And then what is the language that you're using over yourself? What are you saying to yourself? How are you talking about yourself? And how is that then showing up in your body and where you are? These are the things that we explore. We try to work out what system in the body needs to be balanced, because if you look at the 8 principles of total health as 8 cogs in a wheel, one cog off a wheel and a wheel won't turn properly. That is literally what our health and vitality is about. And that's what we need to start to look at in more detail and in more depth. And this is why we have to start to invest. I think when it comes to our health, you've got to decide where you're going to invest and how you're going to invest. Because the education is crucial. The implementation is everything. And that makes a difference to the quality of the life and the life that you want and how you want to turn up. Because personal development is all over the place. But you can only personally develop yourself when you personally develop good habits. That's personal development. It has to be good habits that serve your vitality. Because then when you've got the vitality, then the brain is open up, the creative side of the mind can really see where it can take you, and life can be absolutely amazing. As I said, I'm a wife in waiting. I will be found by my husband this year. I have put some plans in place to make that happen. And I talk it over my life because I know that my husband, my tall, godly, athletic, established man whose name is known at the gate, my leader, lover, listener, learner, who will teach, guide and encourage me to be more than himself, a man I can hold hands with and agree a thing on, a man that doesn't mind saying, look, you know, and he's, by the grace of God sent to me a man that plays tennis. That's what he said to me, a man that plays tennis, a man that will go for a run, a man that will ride a bike, you know, a man that will sit down and do these things. But we will pray. We are praying people, that we'll be able to hold hands and have a prayer and be able to talk, because he believes like I do and he understands all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. So this is part of who I am. And I also know, you know, I know that God says looks are fleeting and as we get older, things change. But I know a man after my own heart is a man who knows and understands vitality and energy and wellness from the inside out. But this man with warm, loving eyes and chiseled cheekbones broad smile, luscious lips, own beautiful teeth. Very important. Own beautiful teeth. You know, I know this man. I have nothing to worry about because God is right in the center. So, you know, that kind of energy I have all the time for myself. This is where we need to be. Are you at that place? I don't have time to be having a conversation and saying to myself, oh, I really hope he finds me. But what if he doesn't? I've got to know that the energy is up. The peak state is there. I am a lovely woman. I have a great heart. Yeah, that's right. I blow my trumpet. Because if I can't blow my trumpet, I can't expect someone else to blow it for me. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So I don't have to appeal to everybody. I just need to appeal to my husband. That's all. And he has to appeal to me. That's all that matters. That I share my life. Because watch this journey. Watch this space. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Now, let me play a trail and let's go straight into this interview with Paul, because it was absolutely fantastic. But like I said, this is part of the 60-day journey. It's now suddenly you find that even down to relationships, there is preparation, there is planning. It's no longer just I like you, you like me, let's see what happens. When it comes to life and you want to develop yourself, you need to kind of understand how you work. Because someone else, you're asking someone else to work with you. If you don't understand who you are and how you work, then how are you expecting someone else to understand you? And if there are things about you that are highlighted that you don't like, then it's going to make problems for your relationships. That's not just a relationship with somebody else, but even a relationship with yourself. So let's play a trail. Let's do that. Then let's come back on the other side and let's, you know, let's invest in this next 60-day journey. It starts on the 29th of April. And I really think it's time for us as females to really understand, you know, I specialize in intimate health. So let's understand what that means about rhythm and flow and that second chakra and how that has the potential to bring about these autoimmune system diseases that we don't have to be experiencing if we start to take a bit of a deeper dive into our inner world and understand its potential to make us well or otherwise.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so the question we're discussing today is, how will your relationship fly abroad? Are you in a new relationship and are you planning your first holiday together? So I am blessed this week to be speaking with Paul Brunson, relationship science expert. You're known from Celebs Go Dating. And we are going to have a very interesting conversation. So Paul, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait. I know I'm going to hear a story. I know you have a story on this.
I've got a story to tell you about. Right. I'll tell you that in a moment. But yeah, I think this is a really good, interesting conversation, because like my show is about all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. So, you know, meet this new relationship, get into a new relationship. It's like, shall we go on holiday?
Yes.
Let's go on holiday.
Yes.
And the female hormones are going, what should I do?
I tell you what, the fellas are doing the same thing. What should I do? What should I do? You know, this is truly a make or break question. And it's one of those where I don't want to put too much emphasis on this, but truly what we see in the first, and actually, you know, my research shows me what we see within the first 2 months of a relationship that is not identified, that is not resolved, ends up creeping back in the relationship and could end to the demise of the relationship. And typically where these things come to a head is on holiday or on vacation. So how you holiday, where you choose to holiday, very, very important questions.
Oh, you know, before we answer and ask those questions, what are the things that could be that could creep in and end up breaking up a relationship on holiday?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've partnered with TUI Blue. As you can see me, I'm in my blue today. You see, I rarely wear blue.
Oh my God, I'm in blue too.
Look at this. We got
a synchronicity.
It's a TUI Blue match right there. But you know, it's interesting. So we partnered. There's several things that we've done. One in particular was a study. And the study looked at what people, well, there's many different things, but one in particular is what people fear going on a holiday. Here are the top fears. Top fear, sharing a bathroom. You have to share a bath. That's very intimate to share a bathroom together. Fear around snoring, because you'll be sleeping in the same room, you'll be snoring. Also, a fear around farting. Let's keep it real.
That's a massive one.
This is for some people it's massive, for some people it's small. Yeah. But you see, these are fair fears, and I think that this is about becoming authentically you. But this is what we found in terms of what people are dreading.
And that's quite an interesting one. I mean, the one about the flatulence is really interesting because I've had women around me say, "Oh, you know, my husband has never ever heard me fart." And I'm thinking, seriously? Like, it's a natural part of the body, you know. But I suppose it depends. If you drink a lot, if you eat certain foods and you have that with leaky gut, then you're probably more likely to be very gassy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I love a lot of the lentils and the beans, but I know if I don't soak them with apple cider vinegar and bicarbonate soda the night before, they're going to give me a much more gassy experience. But, you know, me and chickpeas are best friends. But, you know, I start playing music that I haven't got an instrument for. You know what I mean? So it depends, I suppose, really, on what you eat and where you are and then how comfortable you are with that person. So that must make something like that, especially, must make a big difference to how long you've met your new partner before you decide to take your first holiday. Would you not agree?
Yeah, well, this is where some of the research completely surprised me. There's a massive generational difference here. So when you're looking at people who are roughly between the ages of 18 and 35, what you're seeing is that within 1 to 2 weeks, now let me repeat this, within 1 to 2 weeks, they're already starting to plan for holiday together. Or you fast forward to the 55 plus, right? The 50s crew. And what you see there is roughly 40% are beginning to plan their first holiday after 6 months of knowing each other. So what you see there is you see a massive divide generationally, whereas a younger audience, what they're thinking is you know what, let's get right to it. Let's be able to see whether or not you're representative or you are truly, you know, authentic. Whereas the older group, I think, is saying, you know, I know who I am and I want to explore who you are first before we go on a holiday together. So it, depending on age, typically dictates how quickly we're willing to go on a vacation with someone.
Okay, I'll tell my story now then.
All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
This is really, really, I like, well, that's actually really thrown me. So when I was in the 18 to 35 bracket, I met this guy, Glenn, and within 6 weeks, we booked our first holiday. So we had booked our first holiday within 6 weeks. Now, the funny thing was, he hadn't been on holiday for 16 years, know this, but he hadn't been away for 16 years. So first of all, I had to go and meet his mum because she wanted to know who I was that could get her son to book a holiday, which he wouldn't go on holiday with his parents. So that was number one. Oh, wow. And number two, 21 of his friends came to the airport.
What?
21.
Are you serious? Came.
They did not believe he was going somewhere with a girl. 21.
Oh my
friends.
God. Can I ask? And you still went on the holiday?
I took one friend with me. My friend Annette came to. No, 21 friends came to. Sorry, not didn't come on the holiday. 21 friends came to the airport.
But still, but when you saw the
airport, just to make sure we're going, I was just like, what is this?
So when they showed up, you still decide. You said, I wasn't a yellow flag?
I just think I was just. The yellow is my favorite color. I think it was just really. I think I was just shocked. I was just like, what is this? Who is this guy? Like, why is, you know, it was just really weird. And then we went on holiday and we didn't last that much longer after, because I think he's very much a boy's boy. And so we're on holiday. I'm much into my fitness. So I've gone for a run. I've come back. I'm getting ready. He's sleeping. And then this guy that we just met on holiday, he come knocks on the door, says, is Glenn there? And I was like, Glenn, I can't remember what the guy's name is. And I said, oh, well, so-and-so's at the door. And he went, okay. And he jumped up, got dressed, said, right, see you later. And he went out.
Wow.
I was like, okay, you brought me on holiday. And now you're leaving me to go off with some guy.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I said to him, because I was really like, you just want a girlfriend to make it look good, because I'm sorry, you're not into girls.
Yeah.
Can't be. All I can see is men around me everywhere. If we had an argument, his friends would come and like, well, you know, we're going to sort it out for you. It was really freaky.
It was different. That was a horror. That was a horror. That was a nightmare, right?
I didn't worry about farting or sharing the bathroom. But I just shared the bathroom with Ben.
This is interesting. You know what? Immediately, though, and I think if you could go back, right? If you can go back, and I think this is something very important for a lot of people who might be in the situation that you were in when you were thinking about going on holiday. And I think what we saw, what we're seeing right now in this particular study is that most people who are in a new relationship are already planning what their holiday will be. Where will they go, right? This summer, and the summer is upon us. I think one of the most important things you could do is first identify what is your holiday persona. This is very important. This is something that Tui Blue and I put together, because we have different personas. Just like love languages, we have different ways that we like to holiday. And it's important for you to know that, you know, to know your partners. So you could go right now, everyone can go to tui.co.uk/thebigbreak, and you can take a very short test, right? It's a little quiz, but what it does is in 8 questions, it identifies what your persona is. Now, here are the different personas. You tell me which one you think you are. One is an ambitious spirit. Right? Adventurous. Adventurous spirit. So this is someone who is ambitious, though. This is someone who likes a challenge. So think scuba diving, okay? Next is you have a cultural connoisseur. This is someone who's very curious. They may like guided tours to dive deep into the particular culture that they're in. Next is a romantic relaxer, right? Romantic relaxer, you like a beach, you know, maybe a good book on the beach. And then last but not least, you have a creative Epicurean. Now, this is someone who loves new skills, loves new foods, would love a cooking class, for example. So these are the 4 main holiday personas. Now, which one do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm going to be number one then. But in a sort of different guise, I'm a person that when I'm going on holiday, the first thing that goes into my suitcase is my running shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Second thing that goes into my suitcase is my Swiss ball and the pump.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
My ball goes everywhere with me. So I take it with me everywhere. I'm always, even if we go away for a weekend, I'm a person looking for a running route. I'm looking for where can I go just to run over some mountains and run along the beach and do whatever. But that's what goes. You know, then I've got my headphones. So I've got something I can listen to, my running belt. But that is the first thing that goes into my running case, is into my suitcase. Running shoes, Swiss ball.
Wow, so you're an adventurous spirit. Now think about this. What happens if you're on a holiday with someone like me? I'm a cultural connoisseur. So I love a tour. I love like 3 tours in a day.
Okay.
So then how do you balance that? And that becomes a major issue that couples face. And this is why it's so important to first identify those personas. So you know what you are, you know what your partner is. And then secondly, is you could begin to plan. And this is the beauty, I think, of Tui Blue, in particular the resorts, is because you can do everything, all of those things, in one place. You could run on the beach, and I could take a tour, and I could sit down and have a tour of the local, you know, the local village or the local city that we're in. And that also suggests why compromise is so important, to know that you are going on a holiday with someone else. Therefore, you have desires, they have desires. And compromise becomes very key in these you know, in these situations.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. That's a great quiz to take, because I think, like, for me, if I'm going on holiday with you, I'd be like, thank you, Jesus. No, but if I'm going on holiday with you, I'd say, okay, fine. So what time is the tour? And I'm, you know, I like to rise with the sun. So I know also, like, you know, I haven't been away since last year. We went to, my friend got married in St. Lucia. It was amazing. Mm. So, you know, I'm up and I've got to be out running by 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Your tour is not 6 o'clock.
Right.
So what I want to do, how I want to get up and what I want to do and how I start my day, it's done before breakfast.
Okay.
So I've got up already. I've mobilized. I've done my run. I've maybe, you know, and I take my board and my exercises outside. I've done what I need to do. And I'm showered and I'm ready for breakfast.
There you
so
go.
So I can, so the tour can be done. I think that's a really good sort of dynamic there to look at those things. But maybe the other ones may not clash. And I think really, like you said, it's like when I was 50, my ex took me to Barcelona for my 50th. Now he's much more laid back. He'll sit back. He's not so much a beach person, but he works so hard in IT that when he goes away, he just wants to do nothing.
Okay.
That just frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because I've got itchy feet. I want to do something.
Yeah.
And if I want to go out and go for a run, we went to Barbados and I went for a run and, you know, I took a bit long one morning. He's ringing me up, where are you? And I'm like, just down by the beach, like doing some exercise on the steps. And I'm all hoping to come back. I come back home and he's still laying in bed. I'm like, so what's the rush?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just out running in the morning and you know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to be laying down doing nothing, I'm an early night, early riser. So those things also make a difference as well, don't they?
Yeah, the very big difference. But this is the reason why identifying their persona and then having conversations around those personas before you get there. Because what your persona is and who you are should dictate where you go. Right, mm-hmm. That's very important. You know what's interesting is literally last night, so TUI Blue has an app called the Blue App. So literally last night, I'm on the app with my wife, and we're identifying. You can identify different activities. So you want beach, you want whatever you want running on the beach, because I know that's what you want to run on the mm-hmm. beach. You can identify what star. Right, you know, we're very bougie, so we want a 5-star. So you can say you.
I'm bougie too, mate.
There you go. So you can say you want a 5-star. You want it to be just the two of you, or and then what it does is it matches you based on your characteristics, right? It matches you with the right location. That's Ooh. Very important. It's very important that not only do you have the persona, but then you have the right location. That's key. And then you go into that location with the right expectation. I know you're going to run, you know, I like a tour. And while you're there, you compromise, but you can also give each other space and time. So mm-hmm. if you know that your partner wants to sleep in, and you let your partner sleep in, you know, you're going to run, you go do your run. But then also what's very important, I think, is at the end, and the end of the holiday is when you're back to do what I call a post-mortem. A lot of people do this in business. A lot of business leaders do this, where they look at, okay, now the project is over. Let's look at where we went right, but also where we went wrong in the project. It's the same thing on the holidays. Okay, the holiday is over. What did we like? What didn't we like? What did we not like? And why did we not like it? It's important to have those conversations, because that's what allows you to become stronger in the future.
Yeah, and also allows you to plan the next holiday in a better way.
Yes.
So you're a tour person. What is, if you don't mind me asking, what is your wife? Which personality is she?
She's a romantic relaxer. Okay. Yeah. I actually just came back from holiday. I would schedule like 2 or 3 tours in a day. And she, you know, my wife, she prefers to just, I want a great book. And I just want to sit down. I want to go to the spa. That's what she wants to do. And actually, we compromise. So she's got me into spas now. Oh, my goodness. Nice little hot rock.
Yeah, couldn't I?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it'd change your life. I keep telling the fellas, spas and also facials.
Massive.
Oh, my gosh.
This is for your wife. Because when I went to, when Tony took me to Barcelona, we need to wrap up. One second. When Tony took me to Barcelona, he booked me. I wanted to go spa and massage and everything. And I said, can you do it as well? And I know he's really stressed. And he kept saying no. So I will not go if you do not come with me. And from the day he went there, he hasn't stopped doing spa since.
Yeah.
Spas can, you know, like right now, David Lewis is up the new spa and I've been going, I injured my calf, so I've been going and I've been staying in the cold punch bowl for 15 minutes, Paul. Oh, and wow. I've been doing that. Oh. And it's like, for me, all the young kids are there now, it's like the Love Island in David Lloyd's spa is where everyone's there. And it's just a different experience. But I think sometimes for men, they don't realise, just actually, you know, whether it's a hot stone or a massage or the facial, that feeling of wellness, that ability to stay still, yes, that can also take a relationship to another level as well. And on a holiday, that's a real great way to bring the two different personas together. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think ultimately what we're talking about here is that when you have that open communication, when you're willing to be vulnerable in your authentic self, whether it's in the spa, identifying your persona, having the conversation, it increases your well-being. And when we have higher well-being, we have higher relationships.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, listen, I could sit and talk to you all day. I would love for them to connect with you and have a deeper conversation, because I'd like to actually explore the sort of mental emotional relationships as well that go into this. And that's what I do a lot of work on.
Okay.
So it would be great if we could have a conversation on that vein as well.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask them to give me your contact details and I'll contact you. But before I go, anyway, definitely just tell me where people can go, because this Tui Bluey sounds amazing.
Yeah. So it's the best source, I think, is tuiblue.co.uk/thebigbreak. That allows you to go to the destination online that we've identified that will help you to pick your persona. When I say pick, is you take a small quiz and then it identifies your persona. That's, I think, the best source. Another great source, quite honestly, is the Blue app, the Tui Blue app. I say download it. It's free. It's a free download. And you can identify, you can literally be matched with the best holiday destination.
And I think that makes a big difference, because that can actually save a relationship, can't it? It can literally make a difference.
You know, like we said at the start, this is make or break. So you want to make it. Yeah. Don't break it.
Yeah. All right, Paul. So I'm definitely going to connect with you for sure. Yeah.
And thank you.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
So, I mean, don't you think that was a fantastic interview? I honestly, and to talk to Paul Brunson is a blessing anyway. But I think that app is definitely worth downloading. And I think that makes a massive, massive difference. When you go on holiday with somebody, it's so true. Even if I go with my sister, I am with different personalities. This is why when I go on holiday with certain people, the holiday works or it doesn't. If you are a person that just wants to sunbathe and sit by the sea and read a good book and just be, you know, drenched in vitamin D, you're a totally different person to someone who wants to have adventure. I want to run, I want to train, I want to play games, I want to, you know, I don't mind going for a drink, but I want to do those things. I want to do a bit of sunbathing, but not the whole afternoon. I get itchy feet, I need to do something. But I don't mind going on a tour here and there, but I don't want to spend my whole time going from museum to museum. And, you know, that's not me. So we want different things. So people that like those kind of tours will love city breaks. I like a beach break. I do like a beach break and then go into the city and then come back out. But I'm always still looking to see what class can I do? Where can I go? I like training with people in different countries because I like to see the way in which they train, the way they do things. So I remember years ago being taken to Margarita by a friend, Simon, who was a boyfriend years before. But he took me away with another friend of his and we went to Margarita. And honestly, I did. I ran on the beach and I kind of climbed up all these different hills. And then you find different resorts in different places. And then one time we went into town, it was about a half an hour drive. And all I saw was this sign said Big Gym. And so I'm like, right, I'm going to go to that gym. I'm going to go there. So I'd gone to do the spin class at 6 o'clock. And then there was like a half an hour abs class. And then there was a step class after that. So I thought, well, since I'd gone so far, I might as well spend like 3 hours and train. So now I'm thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about what Simon's doing and where he's at, you know. We're friends now. We're not going as lovers and stuff. So I'm thinking about what I want to do. And then I took this lady that I'd met, a local that I'd met from running. I took her with me one day to this gym. So we did the spin class. Now, you know, we're over here. This is a little small so-called third world country. I've gone to a spin class. Well, the way in which these ladies are riding the bikes, they're sort of on a different level, number one. And the class was set up so that the teacher was at the top and then he had a step platform on either side of him. And there was these other two guys that rode with him. So when he had to get off the bike to then go around and help people and correct them and do whatever, there were still two people leading them. We don't have that in the UK. You've got one rider and he's on the same level as everybody else. So if you can't see at the back, you can't see what they're doing. These guys were raised above in a third world country. So I just found it really amazing. So they were way ahead of what we think the studios were set up. It was just the way in which now clubs are catching up and now spins in a different studio and it's different. And it, you know, but still, they're only set on a slight platform, but they should be up slightly higher with two other people there to lead them, not just one person. And at one point before David Lloyd had got its different classes, rhythm and whatever else he calls it, I was doing it with a friend of mine, Denise. It was her class. I wasn't being paid, but I came and helped her teach her class. And our other friend, Kevin, was doing live DJ. That was a wicked class. So two of us were on stage. So one of us could get off and go around. There was always somebody else left there to lead that class. Then we did the abs class. And then when the step class was starting, I was just showing this local lady the step class that I was teaching in the UK. And as I was doing my movements, Spanish is their language. They're like, the guy said, they want you to teach the class. This is me on holiday. They want you to teach the class. So I'm like, what are you talking about? I cannot speak Spanish. But I could use my eyes and just look, take my two fingers across my eyes to say, look, do the fingers 4, 3, 2, 1. And they got my routine 10 times better than when you're speaking to the English. I mean, they were way ahead. They were so coordinated. It was amazing. It was fantastic. Anyway. Well, so I've got a certain subject. I really think that's an app definitely worth loading down. Paul, thank you so much for that interview. And I really think that can actually, it can. It can make or break an intimate relationship, but I could also see how it could spread out to the wider audience and make or break the people you choose to go on holiday with, the friends, because it can interrupt a friendship as well. It's still another relationship, right? So if you go on holiday with friends who have different personas to you, you're going to get disappointed unless you actually know from the start how you're going to make that holiday work for everybody. That's what I think is the key thing. So definitely look on the TUI Blue app, and I'm definitely downloading it. Anyway, let's come back to She Comes First, as I mentioned, because it still comes back to female and our female sex organs and our reproductive organs. So I've got a new spoken word as well on the uterus, which I shared when I did my talk last week. And I did it on Facebook Live as well. So you can have a look on Facebook Live and see the conversation. And I think it's really important where we start to begin to understand that there's so many things that we need to consider. And I'm not sure we consider everything. And we have to look at, and the post I did the other day was like, how long before we actually have this conversation without feeling embarrassed or thinking, oh my God, here she goes again. Because this can actually make or break your vitality and your life. If you are like me, sassy, sexy, 61, or you might be a bit younger and you're fabulous after 50s and you're looking for a new relationship, your sex and reproductive organs are everything to where you find yourself. If you're moving into perimenopause and moving into the last M, the last big life event to affect you as a female, which is menopause, then I'm sorry, if you do not have this conversation, this could actually be the undoing of a new relationship in later life than anything before. And no matter what you've done, no matter how successful you are, to not have someone to share it with, you've lost. The Bible talks about, you know, in 1 Corinthians 13, if I gave everything I had and I did this and I did that, but I do not have love, I'm like a clanging cymbal. You cannot tell me you don't want it. And that's another way of hiding behind, well, I'm not really sure. So, you know what, it's safer for me to say, let me just not get involved. And then that way I can't get hurt. But then you're hurting yourself in other ways because there's so many things you lose out on. As I've always said, and I tore my calf riding my bike on Mother's Day, as I told you, and it's now finally beginning to go down after 2 weeks. And I've been going and having ice baths. I've been staying in the ice bath for 15 minutes. I mean, you come out and your collarbone and your arms are like, ah, you're cold. But I've never seen a one-legged man walk. I've seen him hop, but I've never seen him walk. The left leg needs the right and vice versa. Behold the uterus, our emotional epicenter. Memory's haven, our hormonal conversator. It houses the dance between ovaries and brain, guiding our hearts for our joys and our pains. A stronghold of posture, stability's throne between bladder and bowel. It stands alone. And beyond the role in new life start, it marks our wellness in our monthly menses part. The uterus, not just for babies, you see, but a lifelong beacon of vitality. So let's laugh, ponder and embrace its might, for within its walls lies our endless light. It's really important to understand the hormone conversation that is had between the uterus, the ovaries, and the brain and cardiovascular function. The impact that progesterone and estrogen have on cognition, on overcoming anxiety, on calming calming the body down, calming the mood, on mood. It's really important to understand the role they both have on blood vessel function. So that's looking at blood pressure, that's looking at blood sugar. You have to understand those roles. So to remove the uterus is to remove that key part of what it does for us. So when we look at things like brain fog, when we look at things like short-term memory loss, when we look at, you know, migraines and headaches and all of those things, we have to go back and look at this issue that's going on here. Now, obviously, as we move into and beyond the menopause, right, we know already that those hormones are going to be reduced. To just have a HRT patch without actually find out which hormone is actually having a significant drop and at what time could be quite detrimental to you. To have your uterus removed before you even get into perimenopause could put you into that point. But actually, it acts as the buffer between the bladder and the bowel and helps to keep those in place and stop them prolapsing into and through and out of the vagina. So, you know, to not understand, you know, intimate wellness could be detrimental to your whole vitality, to your identity. Identity, even, let's get the words out. You have to understand who you are, how you do things, why you do things, and what those things represent. And if you don't have an understanding for those things, it could actually end up being the undoing of who you are and where you find yourself. And it could be that before a new relationship gets to start, it ends. So female intimate health is everything. It's the foundation on which your whole identity, your vitality, your movement ability, your relationship status, your career longevity, your wardrobe choice, you know, mental, emotional well-being, your nutritional and lifestyle choices, your posture, your performance, your body shape. It's everything. It's everything. It's absolutely everything. And so a lot of women, they're getting into these 50s and they, you know, they've been living on stress and suddenly they're gaining weight and you do, you start to gain it more around the middle and you're wondering why you can't get rid of it. But you do not even want to have that conversation. That's where you're going to struggle. And that's going to be a hard thing for you. You can fast, you can do this diet, you can do, you know, we've done the grape diet, we've done this diet, the detoxification, you can do a number of things. But if you do not understand the implications for your intimate health to your overall well-being, you are like a person that's running with a blindfold on, expecting to see the dangers and the obstacles in front of you. And that's why a lot of women are struggling. I'm just saying. The next 60-day challenge starts on the 29th of April. Look, everybody's selling something. As an adult, to go back to college and to go to uni and to learn a new skill, you have to invest. The only difference here is once you've made this investment, it's your time. Now, you can go from there and go into one-to-one coaching. You want to have it. It's always there for you. But there's always something to invest in. The difference is, what does it actually, when people say health is wealth, what does that actually mean? What does it actually look like? Because it's very easy to dress things up, but when you take the clothing off, when you take off the outer layers, what is in the center, what's in the core, that's what makes it up. So when you strip yourself down, you're left with you. Do you understand you and do you love what you're left with? Because that makes all the difference. And that is how we learn to move forwards. But my time is fast spent. If you want to ask me any questions, I'd love for you to ask me questions. Then email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Pelvic Secrets. And Jenny with an I, Jennifer minus the F-E-R, Jenny with an I, Russell on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe.